we're back. It's 8:19. In just a minute or two, we're going to have Michael Hiblin from the News Radio 610 staff come into the studio. And Michael was out at Pro Player Stadium before the game tonight, gathering some comments from fans, which we will play for you exclusively here on Sports Talk 610. This is what you're going to read about in the papers tomorrow. All the reporters are going to be out there asking people why they're there, right? So here you're going to hear it right now, man. Unbelievable. Let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, you're on Sports Talk.
What's up, Kevin?
Now in the studio with us is Arkansas's own, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Hiblin, News Radio 610 reporter, news anchor here in the evenings. And Michael, you're just back from Pro Player Stadium and you were out there. How did the parking lot look to you?
Pretty empty.
Pretty empty. Okay, very, very nice assessment. So there, it was an empty parking lot, but you were able to go out there and talk to some fans and give us a little lead up to what you got here.
First off, since all of these fans were at the game, that says something right there. They're at least going to be somewhat supportive of the Marlins. But in many cases, it wasn't necessarily support for the Marlins, but more support for baseball.
Baseball, okay. That tells me a lot, because that's what we were talking about earlier with Greg Cody from the Miami Herald, was saying, hey, look, if you don't like what Huizenga's doing, if you don't like what this is, if you baseball. And let's see if we can keep baseball here when all is said and done and look at it as a long-term investment. So without further ado, do we want to go ahead into the tape? And this is Michael Hiblin, was out there tonight at Pro Player Stadium getting some reaction. We will listen to what the fans have to say and then maybe get some of your calls on what they had to say here on Sports Talk 610.
Very disappointed. Key players that were probably traded late should have been traded earlier. And a lot of the fan support probably would have stuck around with less players being traded. If it all boiled down to the bottom dollar.
What do you think about the lawsuit that's been filed? Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Apparently, there's an attorney who's filing a class action lawsuit. Apparently, he's got about 11,000 season ticket holders who are suing the Marlins, saying basically that this isn't the same team that they bought season tickets for last year.
I would tend to agree on that end, especially when you first have to gain your fans by giving them a championship team. Once you've given them that kind of a team, how could you just take it all away? I wouldn't be surprised if the Marlins do just go away. You can't just promise a championship team and pull it out the next year from one moment to the other. That's very disappointing.
We don't want to lose the franchise.
Are you upset at all that they have that some of the key players have been traded off?
That happened in many teams when they change. The Montreal and Toronto when they change. We need the Marlins here.
Well, at least now with the players you have, at least you know they're going to go out there and give 100%. You don't have to worry about, you know, Gary Sheffield or Devon White going out there and looking like they're not even trying. I'd much rather come see these guys that are out there trying real hard.
Obviously, you're here, so that at least is showing some support.
Well, if you're a real baseball fan, you're going to be here. You know, you're going to stick with your team even through the hard times.
So you plan to stay with the Marlins despite it?
I'm going to be here every chance I get.
Very disappointed.
Yeah?
The team has just disappeared. I was at the point where I was starting to wear a bag over my face.
But you're still here, so at least there's some support.
Well, that's because we have the tickets and we paid for them.
So you're a season ticket holders?
Yes.
Well, what do you think? Have you heard about the lawsuit that's apparently a class action lawsuit?
Yeah.
I assume you guys aren't a part of that?
No, but it has a lot of virtue.
Yeah. Have you thought about maybe joining up with that suit, or do you think it's just not worth it?
Pacifist.
It's been a big disappointment to the public.
Yeah. You think there's any future this year?
No.
I'm very happy with the last trade that they'll do it, because they finish with Sheffy, and I don't like Sheffy. The way that is he play and the way that he character is very, very bad. For everybody, but I don't like Sheffield, even if he get the 100 homer every in a year. Mm-hmm. But I'm very happy, and I don't care. I am the ball fan, I'm a good fan. I like the baseball and continue to come.
Does it bother you that the team may not have a successful season this time?
Right, I'm supporting baseball. I don't support the team. I don't support everything. I support baseball. I like baseball.
Great.
And that's the only one thing that we have here. How to come.
It's just a business decision that, you know, they have to keep the team in town. And if they have to do it, they have to do it. You know, you're a baseball fan. You know, you're a Marlins fan. And you support the team no matter what. And I think that's what's important, just to watch some baseball and give these young guys a chance at, you know, to play some baseball and have some fun at the ballpark for everybody that that comes to the ballpark.
And there you have it. That, the best of Michael Hiblin. And we are going to put that on the best of Michael Hiblin CD, which will be available at the end of the year for charity. Michael Hiblin, a little culture shock for you out there. Michael Hiblin, fresh from Arkansas. And Michael Hiblin joins and goes out to Pro Plus. So, Michael, would you like to sum up the fans' feelings tonight for us?
Well, obviously, there are still a lot of people who are just happy that we at least have some form of baseball in
South
Florida.
Or, as that guy said, baseball. And we got a little baseball. Okay, thanks for coming in. You Michael bet. Hiblin, the hardest working man in show business. There he is, Michael Hiblin, tonight out at Pro Players Stadium. #610, AT&T Wireless, and toll-free is 800-375-6101. You can catch Michael Hiblin coming up at about 8:36 with his latest update here on News Radio 610. Let's get back to some phone calls.